Breastfeeding is one of the strange things that you can add to your list of strange experiences as a brand new parent. It looks fairly easy and you'd assume it's natural, but starting to breastfeed, it feels anything but easy or natural.
It is harder. I think you find that you need another limb. It's a very awkward thing to do. As much as it's very natural, it's a very awkward thing to do, just trying to get that baby where they should be, making sure that the positioning and attachment is absolutely spot on, because that encourages the milk to come through and satisfies the baby, removes the milk once the milk is there, and hopefully prevents mastitis.
Some babies are born as champion suckers. Some have to learn how to do it. And most new mothers do need a bit of help to get the breastfeeding going well. I was completely floored to find out how long it took for my milk to arrive, and I had to supplement my baby with some formula to start off with in hospital, something that had me locked in the loo in tears. I think being a new mum means you're allowed to get away with being slightly highly strung. But according to my hospital records, I was actually fed watered-down condensed milk while I was in the special care nursery. So when it comes to breastfeeding, how do you know that you're doing it right? If your baby's feeding correctly? If your milk is coming in? It's a bit like pregnancy and labour. Could you really describe to somebody who hadn't been through it what it was going to feel like? Lynn McNichol is a breastfeeding expert. She's also a midwife at St Vincent's Private Hospital in Melbourne. Now, she sees new mums every day who, like me, had a bit of a struggle to get the hang of breastfeeding in the first place. In fact, I'd venture to say it's very few women who would just start breastfeeding and everything goes according to plan. So when it came to asking Lynn some questions, I wanted to start with the thing that really annoyed me the most. It was just how long it took to start lactating after having had a baby by cesarean section.
It's quite an individual thing. So the average would probably be 48 to 72 hours. But when you say that to somebody, you explain that it may be more or less. And sometimes we've had mothers back who have had other children and said, well, it took 10 days for my milk to come in. So there's a great variety there. But hopefully if the baby stimulates you well, it's there in that average sort of time.
What's involved in getting it right? Once you've done it, it's almost hard to explain how to do it right, isn't it?
I think for those people who have difficulty initially, it's often because the baby may be too mucousy. It might be a really small baby and perhaps not a term baby who's just not interested, and therefore that stimulation isn't there. And that's our job, in that we just persevere each feed. And we have express the mother and just persevere, really. For a number of babies, that's the main thing.
Once the milk's there, once the baby's drinking right, you know, really in a couple of weeks, you'll be like an old pro slinging the baby around like a football, and it's the easiest way to, because you don't have to muck around with sterilising anything, taking anything, and you don't realise how easy it is till it comes time to wean the baby, doesn't it?
I was at a seminar last year and one of the speakers said how we really should be saying to the mothers in these early weeks, just it is hard, like you're really tired, and it is a hard thing to do. It's not necessarily easy because you're feeding very frequently as well. You're really tired. All you probably want to do is have a sleep. And it's a hard thing. And I think that excessive tiredness is not something that you realise until you're there with that baby. And those early weeks can be very hard. Well, there's hormonal interaction as well. So there's a number of things going on. Placental hormones are taken away and then the other hormones come into play. It's important that people do feed regularly overnight. Sometimes the fathers think it's great to give the baby a bottle overnight, but that interferes with the establishment of lactation because one of the hormones, the level is highest at night. And so it's really important that there's support in other ways in those early weeks to enable the mother to do the regular feeding.
I was always hell-bent I was going to breastfeed. I think I sort of had, you know, pretty typical experience. I had a really good baby who really latched on. He was a pro. He came out ready to go. I know that he was doing the right thing, but there just really wasn't any milk to go with. In hindsight, it didn't really affect things, but you know, when you haven't got milk in, you know what?
Well, it can affect things sometimes, because sometimes one feed can set off an allergy in that baby. So you do have to be careful. And ideally, formula is only given if there's a medical reason. So at some stage, you've got to look at the baby's output and the baby needs some fluid. So if the milk isn't there and you've had really good stimulation, I mean, there are times when you do need to give formula. And you've got to be able to, that baby has to pass urine and not be screaming the whole time, basically.
So for mums who have multiple births, do we naturally sort of increase more milk?
Yes, and when the milk first comes in, it comes in enough for twins, and that's why there's often too much milk for this one baby, and it's a bit of looking after the breasts for 24 or 48 hours. But certainly that stimulation, and if the milk supply's down at all, the baby has more frequent feeds and increases that supply, which is what happens with a growth spurt. So if you have multiple births and they're on and they're stimulating you, that milk will be maintained.
Out of your new mums that come in, how many actually ask for help once they've gone home? Because hospital stays are very short these days.
In the private system, ours are longer than the public. We do have a breastfeeding clinic that the women are able to come back to as a day stay, and that's if they're having difficulties.
So tell us what happens if you book yourself into a breastfeeding clinic, because they're available through the public system too,
yes,
aren't they?
Well, they come in for the day from about 8:30 till 2 o'clock, hopefully have a couple of feeds, a maximum of 3 patients, and there's somebody there just helping them with the attachment feeding.
So really, if your baby's attached correctly, it shouldn't hurt?
No. Initially, be some stretching sensation, and that's often quite evident, but there shouldn't be pain. There might be initial tenderness, but there shouldn't be pain. Shouldn't be pinching, shouldn't be pain.
So if you do feel like it's hurting, what do you recommend?
Well, it really just comes back to having that baby attached well, the baby really gaping so that the baby gets a really good mouthful of breast tissue, not just the nipple.
So again, you really shouldn't see any nipple at all?
Sometimes you do at the top, but very important to get the underneath part of the areola, but sometimes, depending on the size, sometimes a little bit on the top. Mm. But also the baby should be close up next to the breast. There should be effective swallowing being heard, and you can see that the baby's attached. There shouldn't be any dimpling of the baby's cheeks, because then they're just not sucking properly.
And is there anything that you can do to eat or drink to sort of help milk production? I know in Scotland they used to give you stout.
There are things called galactagogues. So there are added things if the milk hasn't come in by a period of time. The medication should generally start after about a week. Fenugreek tablets can aid sometimes.
If you were a bit in the wars with breastfeeding, would you recommend electric rather than a hand pump?
Yes, I think so. I think that's probably going to make you continue or enable you to continue a bit longer, because it's over and done with and it's far more efficient, and you're more likely to not feel that you're there all day trying to do this.
We know that nutritionally for the baby, breastfeeding provides the most complete form of nutrition, and it's got all those amazing antibodies that can keep your baby healthier. And plus, it's very portable, and once you get used to it, it is just the easiest way of feeding your baby.
Well, the thing is that it's species specific, so if at all possible, that would be, it's the ideal fluid for the baby. You know, everybody likes to sit down and feed a newborn baby, but it means the mother's sitting down feeding her baby as well, which has, in terms of bonding and rest, lots of reasons.
Well, it is one thing that will keep you anchored to the one spot for a long period of time. I guess that there's that psychological thing of looking at that little baby, and there's really nothing much else that you can do but sit there and...
And that's so important, and that gazing at each other and the release of oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, it's a wonderful thing.
Is there a benefit for the mother? I mean, has evolution given mothers a payoff of breastfeeding their babies?
Yes, they say reduced rates of breast cancer. Initially, the involution of the uterus, which is really important, and that really aids in that. I think probably what most people need to know is these early days is that it's a time of enormous change, and so what might be applicable to one feed is not necessarily applicable to the next feed, and sometimes people get a bit confused by that. And if one of the things that might help antenatally is that you know things are going to change enormously in the first few days, because the baby has to adapt from intrauterine life to colostrum to then to the changing milk, more mature milk. So it's an enormous change for that baby.
So if you do have to feed your baby formula because the milk hasn't arrived and there are concerns for their health, or breastfeeding is proving difficult, the big trick would be to try and avoid bottles with a teat. And that would sort of also include dummies as well. Are you sort of trying to avoid anything?
Well, ideally you're trying to avoid dummies, because when the baby's establishing at the lactation, the baby needs unrestricted access to the breast to actually establish that lactation. So ideally, you're not giving dummies. In terms of a bottle, if you're giving any significant amount of fluid, in the end, you do give a bottle. You start off with a small amount with a cup, but then some babies are really good with a cup, but there's always the danger of inhalation, so you really do need to go to a bottle if it's going to be of any amount, which after a few days it is, any significant amount.
Is there anything that you could say to dads to help them with their partners and feeding the babies?
I think they can be supportive in changing the baby and burping and bathing the baby. We get a lot of fathers and they think it's a really good idea for the father to give a bottle during the night, but in actual fact, certainly while you're establishing the lactation, A, the mother's attuned to the baby's cries anyway and will probably wake up with full breasts, and you know, that's just something that the father can't do. It's far better that the baby goes to the breast each time, because she'll wake up, the mother will wake up, and the baby might have just been fed, and it interrupts the process, the whole process, really. And I think that's what we can emphasise there, is that they can support in other ways without actually giving a feed.
Lynn McNichol from St Vincent's Private Hospital in Melbourne. Breastfeeding can be tricky to get started, but it's so worthwhile doing when you get up and going. You might even wonder what you made such a big fuss about in the first place. But the thing to keep in mind is that you can keep trying breastfeeding for ages before you finally have to throw in the towel. Having to feed your baby formula is not the worst thing in the world. But not giving breastfeeding your very best effort might be something that you end up regretting a few years down the track. A lot of midwives swear by herbal remedies, and they can include things like oatmeal, blessed thistle, and fenugreek. And in conventional medicine, there are a lot of drugs that help as well. Just ask your doctor about them. A lot of people want to tell you some horror stories about breastfeeding, but in the end, breastfeeding is good for you. It's good for your baby. If you can do it, you'll love it, I promise, even if it starts off being tricky in the first place. And there are all these amazing things about breastfeeding and breast milk that you get to figure out. Things like breast milk is a kind of blue colour if you ever look at it stored in a jar. Fresh breast milk lasts up to 8 hours just sitting at room temperature. And if you put it in the fridge, it lasts for between 5 to 7 days. You can freeze it. Some experts think that breastfeeding might be responsible for an extra 8 IQ points for your child. Breastfeeding does supply immunity to new babies. It's also been shown to reduce your risk of breast cancer. Some people say it helps them lose the baby weight. And did you know your baby can identify your breast milk by smell alone? Apparently, you only ever produce the amount of milk your child drinks or needs. It's incredibly rare not to produce enough milk, and that's not at all dependent on your breast size. There's lots more information available online. We'll put some links on the Baby Talk website in case you need them. But the big thing to remember, if you need help, it's really just a phone call away. Don't be scared to ask. We'll see you next time on Baby Talk.